Gary Johnson, Jill Stein, and Virgil Good. Who? They are the Libertarian, Green, and Constitution Party presidential candidates, and in many states, though not all, you'll find them on the ballot, along with those other two guys, you know, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. Just getting on the ballot in any state for third-party candidates is a chore.
Every state has laws which differ on how you get your name on the ballot.
Alan Sachs is a political scientist at the University of Texas. He says if you think these third-party candidates do not matter, you may want to Google the recent past.
In the year 2000, Ralph Nader was able to get on quite a few state ballots. And most interestingly, as some people might remember, the state of Florida, where Ralph Nader had, we assume, a very large impact on that particular election.
And says Sachs, these candidates may yet cause grief for the majors.
Mr. Johnson, I believe he's a former governor of New Mexico. In a very, very close election, he could theoretically pull votes away from, I would guess, Governor Mitt Romney. The very same thing may be true for the Constitution candidate in some states, where they may draw votes away from probably either both President Obama and Governor Romney at the same time.
Third parties often get absorbed by one of the major parties, making the prospects of a third-party president in the near future not likely. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.